So I'll start now. I'm just finding the comfortable place to put your hands. Some days it feels better upwards, with the palms up, sometimes down. And also the comfortable way for your eyes to be, what feels right for now. Eyes tight shut, or just with a tiny bit of light coming through, or maybe half open and just looking down so you're not distracted. If you feel like you're really groggy and falling asleep, that can be good too. To have your eyes half open. And I'd like to invite you to just come into a whole body awareness, and just feeling the whole solidity of your body that's upheld by your bones. So feeling that firmness of the bones, of the skeletal inside us, in all the different ways that it's possible to feel that, or whatever is easily accessible for you this morning. Maybe dropping the chin a bit towards the chest so that there's not too much tension in the neck, and rising the spine in a kind of light, fluid way, not a stiff, rigid way. So we're really rising from the middle between the hips at the right central place, not too far forward, not too far back. And dropping the shoulders, maybe opening the chest a bit. Allowing the face to soften. To let any tensions just sag and droop away. drop away towards the ground. There's no effort to put in there. And again, feeling into that feeling of solidity. So it can be a whole body feeling, a whole skeletal feeling, or just a part that's easy to connect with. A particular, like the top of the shoulders often are quite easy to feel. Or the jaw, and that the teeth. It's quite easy to know that we have teeth. And just finding the parts that are easy to know, to feel that we have. And then slowly we can fill in, connect sometimes with the other bones that are less easy to feel. So we can feel the bones touching on the inside, or feel if there's a slight movement. Maybe some small adjustments to the posture. Now that we're more in connection with the bone structure, the scaffolding inside, it can be easier to just see where our posture needs a little bit of adaptation, where we're holding something a bit to one side or a little bit twisted somewhere. Just out of an old habit. Sometimes just from posture, you can feel like a forwards pull, like a, it's hard to explain, a little bit like the computer does. It kind of pulls us in, and we need to just sit back a little bit more. And relax the neck and head. And how is it to have teeth? And finger bones. And hips, these big, almost like I was going to say blades, but it feels too sharp. Like dolmens or something coming up the side, and we can really feel we can feel our hips touching the bottom of the seat. And the sides of our flesh and the tops, we can actually feel the tops of our hips. There, the biggest bones there in the body, in your body. And the space between them. That area there. A lot of muscles and tendons running through there. And then maybe just feeling all the bones again as a one whole body feeling. Just that we're not a big pile of, we're not just soft skin and organs. We also have this firmness that helps us get through life in a standing up kind of way. Just feeling that upright firmness. Turning attention now just to listening. So having established some body awareness, we can now like open up to listening. And we can always come back to this body grounding if that's needed. If we feel like we're floating off and spacing out, we can always come back to that. Good old friend. But for now, opening out to listening to the sounds around you. And coming from outside to like not as a separate thing, but just connecting with the inside listening. So not just an actual, just the sounds that we hear, but sounds that we hear outside and inside, but also just that listening quality, that listening to the heart now. Like dropping any struggle type of listening. So we're not needing to fight for anything or try really. Just that very easy, soft listening. Where we're only kind of in truth with ourself. We don't have to put any show on or anything to listen to our own heart and to hear maybe what it speaks to us just about now, this moment, here, now, this person, me, here, now, in this body. And what, maybe without naming them, without any labels, just what are these heart qualities that when we're listening to the heart, when we're coming from a feeling sense instead of an ideas sense, do we know how to be in touch with that? Those qualities? Do we know how to go to get them, to connect with them. For when that's needed for living, for situations, to tap into that heartfelt wisdom. For some people, it's easier to feel their heart qualities in relation to other people or to the planet or to animals. And so if that's helpful, you could bring that in. Or if it's more helpful to bring those heart qualities or as well into the relation with yourself, if that's how you connect easier. But it's like that soft beloved one that's given up the need to defend so much. The need for the indignant battle of self, of me, I'm here. Can you hear me? That battle that can be often led against others because we feel somehow that they're going to cheat us or something. Or the battle with oneself when one thinks one isn't good enough somehow. Then that becomes a battle, an inside battle, creating stress. So this getting in touch with these heart qualities is like that giving up those battles, defense, defendedness. And just dwelling in whatever way you can in being in touch with that. Could be a little bit touching it from the outside, it could be from the inside. It could be just passing through like lightning feelings. Whatever. It doesn't matter whichever way is good for you, whichever way it manifests for you. When we're not tuned out, when we're not being robotic about life and just coming from the head and forcing things onwards, but when we're really listening to our heart, its joys, its bleedings, Maybe sometimes this connecting with the heartfelt sense can offer us some insight into situations with others, with ourselves, where we just need a little bit more understanding how we're all struggling. None of us are perfect yet. And sometimes just that, knowing that the others are struggling with life, or we are struggling ourselves, and can take the demand out of things and just give a little bit more understanding that. Like giving ourselves a bit of slack and others a bit of leeway, a bit of space to move on, a bit of space to be imperfect. And if we're not used to being in touch with this softer, more unprotected animal inside us, it could feel a little exposed, a bit scary even, to be in touch with that vulnerability. And it's like anything, maybe just slowly approaching. with no need to live all the time like that, or totally unprotected. We do need some protection sometimes on our heart, but rather just something that we can tap back into, something that we could become more and more familiar with, coming from the heart, coming from really listening to our hearts, the softer, undefended one. And then from this, how do we live?